Hi, everyone. Welcome to our walking meditation. My name is Angela Buick. We are inundated with so much load on our minds and our culture, and it tends to create a disembodied experience in our daily lives. This weekend is an opportunity for community and a lot of learning. So giving our minds some space and time for reflection can allow us to integrate all the teachings we have been exposed to without overwhelming our nervous system. The purpose of a walking meditation or mindful movement is to practice bringing our mind and our bodies into the same place at the same time. I'm going to say that again. The purpose of our walking meditation or mindful movement is to practice bringing our mind and our bodies into the same place at the same time. We spend so much of our time with our minds disconnected from our bodies. Our minds in the future, worried about what might happen, or our minds in the past, regretting what already happened, or imagining something that might have happened that didn't actually happen. And it's never usually very helpful, is it? So when we practice this presence, bringing our mind and body into the same place at the same time, we practice this again and again, and we create a pattern, a habit that can be repeated eventually with very little effort. We're practicing training our minds to be present and to be peaceful. Now, we don't create peace by arranging our external circumstances just so. We know that most external circumstances are out of our control. But like any training program, whether we're talking about strength training or learning a new skill like plant identification or driving a manual transmission vehicle, it takes time, it takes effort to practice this. And eventually we get to the point where when the need arises, like we need to forage a particular plant just the right way, or we need to lift a heavy box, or we need to drive a rental car that has a manual transmission, we can recruit that muscle memory quickly, and we can do so without harming anyone or anything. So in the case of a mindfulness practice, the strength of a present and peaceful mind can be called upon easily to lessen the mental load of external stressors. So at this time, I want you to just get everything you need ready for a walk, either outdoors or indoors, in whatever space you have available to you. So preferably you'd take this time outside, but if that's not possible, no worries. A short circular walk around the living room or back and forth on any route indoors is fine, and you can practice outside later. My hope is that you'll practice something like this, or a sitting meditation, or a different kind of moving meditation, returning to them again and again. I hope it's something you practice multiple times, not just right now. So this is a guided practice. I know some of you have probably meditated many times before, and some of you may be brand new to this type of meditation. But if you have meditated many times before, you know that there is no there's no professional meditation happening. It's a practice that we continue to learn and grow from. So in this practice, I'll be giving you clues to lead the experience, or giving you cues rather, clues to cues to help you lead your experience. And there'll be moments of silence in this session. So don't worry when we go a period of time without any sound. These are opportunities for you to embody the guided instructions without distraction. So everyone has different capacities when it comes to the cues that I'll be giving. Our experience of our physical bodies is very individual. Remember, as always, you are responsible for your experience here. And if something feels uncomfortable, you can explore that and adjust as necessary. The cues I give are invitations, not rules. So you can amend them as necessary for whatever meets your needs today. You'll know that the formal practice is officially over as I will ring a bell at its completion. So you'll know that bell will be the final cue to you. And you are welcome to continue walking for as long as you like after the recording is complete. And you're welcome to return to this recording again and again. So whether you're walking inside or outside, choose a route now that you're comfortable with. And that will give you about 10 minutes of movement. And you can pause the recording here and get ready if you need to. find a place where you feel comfortable to stand still for a moment. We're going to do a grounding practice to just kind of get ourselves into our bodies. So an anchor is an object that you bring, that brings you to the present moment, and we use it in our contemplative practices to ground us in the present moment. So it's something that will remain with you throughout the duration of the walk. So for some, it's the rhythm of the breath. For others, it's a regular pattern of their footfall meeting the ground. Whatever is constant and feels right for you right now. We're going to be exploring a few different anchors in this walk, and you can experiment with different anchors in future walks and meditations. But for now, let's explore some options and see what resonates with you most today. So first, I'll invite you to place your attention into the soles of your feet. And if it's comfortable for you, you're free to close your eyes or take a soft gaze at a still point on the ground. We just want to reduce external distractions so that we can get in touch with our internal self. Notice the three main points of support on the bottoms of your feet. So there's one under your big toe, one under your small toe, and one in the center of your heel, pillars of a triangular pillar of strength there. So you can play with shifting your weight on these three points. You can play with it by leaning forward, leaning backwards, to the left, and to the right. Find a position somewhere in between there where you feel comfortable and stable. And maintain that stability with gentleness. We're going to move our attention to the breath. You can place your attention to your belly. You can place your hand there if it feels comfortable. And allow your breath to fill your belly. And let's take three breaths here. There's no need to try to control your breath. We're simply practicing observing what's happening naturally. And our breath, of course, doesn't just happen in our belly. So I invite you to feel your ribs expanding, your front body, side body, back of your body with each inhalation and exhalation. You may feel your pelvic floor dropping with each inhalation and rising with each exhalation. And I invite you to bring your attention to your neck and your head. As we did with our feet, you can play with the position of your head, shifting it forward and backward, finding a place where it can rest comfortably in a neutral position. Checking in with your jaw, your shoulders. How are they feeling right now? You might imagine a beam of light extending up your spine, starting at the base of your tailbone and shining out the top of your head. Allow this imaginary beam to gently encourage you to maintain a neutral and comfortable spine. We're inviting relaxed engagement in all our muscles for a walk, a place where we're not in tension, but where our movement is flowing with gentle effort, the middle way. There's no right or wrong way to do this. We're simply bringing attention to what's here right now without feeling any need to change it. Let's go for a walk. You can begin feeling the soles of your feet. We can reconnect with them. Walking is an activity where we have many habits. We've been walking for a very long time and probably not thinking about it that much anymore. So let's bring some attention to it now. What are your unconscious walking habits? Again, no judgment. We are observing. Do you tend to lead with your head or your neck? Do you have a habit of landing hard on your heels or walking more on your toes? without judgment, let's explore our walking world with observation, with compassion. How is your breath moving through you right now? Are you walking faster or slower? Is your breath matching that pace? What feels right for you right now? Breathing into our senses, what is it that you can see around you on this walk? Sometimes it's helpful to name those things. Sometimes it's more helpful to just observe them. But what is it that you see? Breathing into our hearing, what is it that we can hear on this walk? What is the quality of the sounds around you? While we're practicing being present with what's happening right now, thoughts can come up that are perhaps based in the past or the future, and this is totally normal. This is what minds do, they think. We're not trying to get rid of thoughts, but rather to notice when they arise and let them go. Let them pass on through like clouds in a sky. The way leaves let go of the branch. It's said that our mind is like a blue sky that is always there despite the clouds or weather that may be passing through them. Our thoughts are neutral, and there's no need to engage. Moving our breath into the nose, what can you smell? What are the qualities of the smells around you today? What can you feel on your skin? What's the feeling you sense on your feet as they meet the ground? The clothing against your skin? The air on your face? Can you observe any taste in your mouth? How is the breath feeling in your body now? How is your body feeling as it breathes? Are they different than from when we started? Silence and pauses in our day give us the space to check in with these things: our breath, our body, our minds, our feelings. I hope you take moments in your day to practice pausing. This deepens your relationship with your mind and your body. And when we deepen our relationship with ourselves, it becomes easier to deepen our relationship with others, with the planet around us. And we'll finish with a quote from the late Thich Nhat Hanh, a beautiful Buddhist teacher. He says, "Many of us walk for the sole purpose of getting from one place to another. Now suppose we are walking to a sacred place. We would walk quietly and take each gentle step with reverence. I propose that we walk this way every time we walk on the earth. The earth is sacred, and we touch her with each step. We should be very respectful because we are walking on our mother. If we walk like that, then every step will be grounding. Every step will be nourishing." Thank you for taking the time to listen today, for giving your mind and your body the practice of presence. Let's remember, as always, to be gentle and patient with ourselves as we practice this skill. May all your steps today be dedicated to the nourishment of you, your community, and this beautiful planet we call home.